Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got a lot of calls lined up. We'll get the picks. We'll go around the league a little bit. Other than that, we're just going to take calls and have a little chat as we finish up the last 3 hours of my 30 years. Vinny in Belleville. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, Mike. I just want to say... It's been an honor and a pleasure all these years listening to you over the years. I've come from Vinny from Queens, Vinny from Belleville, Vinny from Roseland. But anyway, Mike, I'm calling you for two things. I don't know if you remember this one, going back. There was a time where you and Dog were talking about bowling, and Dog said it wasn't a sport, and I was able to get on, and I was going to tell him, come down to the lanes anytime because I'm an avid bowler. And then the next time I saw you guys, it was the first night that Strawberry came back, and you guys were in a bus, and I was with my buddies, and I was able to get close to the bus, and I was banging on the window, and I was telling Dog, this is Vinny. This is Vinny. Which is the guy was talking about the bowling, but I couldn't get close enough where they would let me talk to you guys. But it was really a funny thing. I just can't believe I'm 57. And it's 30 years ago, and it's bittersweet, but
well,
I know you're
going to
show up. I know you're going to show up someplace else. But, Mike, one thing before you cut me off. I know that you know about the Mets as much as anybody, and I am a suffering fan. And can someone talk to one of those people that run that organization and ask them why they decide to continue to run this team like a small market when they know it's not a small market?
Well, I understand the frustration. I will pass that along, I promise. Next time I'm in the vicinity, I will pass that along. I see a familiar name here, so I have to honorably bring it in and welcome in Principal Kelly. Now, Principal Kelly, to you folks, is someone you might not know who I know very well, who runs a Montessori school that all three of my children learned everything from the pre-K all the way through the third grade. So Principal Kelly's on the line right now. Principal Kelly, how are you?
Mike, I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. To what do I owe this call?
Oh, Mike, we wanted to wish you all the best.
Thank you, Miss Kathy
here and Miss Liz. And thank you.
We're so
proud to be your friends, and we want to wish you all the best, and you know we're your number one fans.
Well, thank you very much. Tell all those wonderful teachers that, and, I don't get a chance to see the school enough, but you guys still, I know, are doing a great job, so I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and thank you, Principal Kelly. You did a wonderful job, not only with my kids, but all the different children that you've educated through the years, so I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike, and thank you, and now that you're retiring, maybe you can stop by a little bit more.
I will try, and have a Merry Christmas if I don't stop by first, but thank you again. The kids are doing great, and that's because of where they started, which was with you guys for 6 years. It goes fast, but the 6 years with them went very fast there. But thank you for everything they did. You did a great job.
Oh, thanks, Mike, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Principal Kelly, very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Principal Kelly is one of the foremost Montessori experts and is a sister who is also the principal of the school, Our Lady of Grace Montessori, in Manhasset, and they do an incredible... My kids went there for 6 years. They went there from pre-K. Harrison went there too. So they were there for 6 years, right through the third grade, and that's where they teach from. And it is I recommend it highly to anybody in the area. It's an incredible school. It's a wonderful, charming school too. It's an amazing place for the kids. They love it there. It's a wonderful school. It really is. So, and she and Miss Kathy and all the teachers there do a great job. And you could not find a better place to send your kids in the early days of their schooling. Mike in Bayside, what's up, Mike?
Mike, such an honor to be on with you. Couple things real quick. Yesterday's show was off the charts. Chris, you, Brian, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, no one will ever get a send-off.
They did a great job. Well, thank you. They did a great job.
And I want to give a quick, brief shout-out to my grandfather, Ed Vallone. He put me onto you and many, many people onto you. He died in 2006, and he listened to the FAN 24 hours a day from 89 to 2006, and you were the only guy he agreed with.
Well, thank you.
My two favorite moments was the last time I called, but you actually, for the first time, agreed with me with my comments on Mickey Callaway, that he might be a little bit of a pushover. And a couple years ago, I was driving a cab. I was going through a hard time, and I bet on Oxbow, thanks to you and Brad, and it changed my life for a couple of weeks. And
good. You thank Brad for that more than me, but wish you luck. Hope things are going well, and thank you. I heard from Brad yesterday. He sent me a message. I haven't had a chance to call him back yet, but he sent me a message. I've been getting so many texts, folks. If I haven't sent you a text back, if you did send me a text, I apologize if I haven't gotten back to all of them. I've tried. I really have. So if I haven't, I will try over the weekend. I haven't been able to keep up. I've been trying. I really have. But it's been unbelievable. Mike in Maybrook. What's up, Mike?
Well, Mike, thanks for taking my call after 30 years.
Thank you.
So I'm an entertainer as well, and obviously not on the same scale and not in the same theater. But understanding as a lead singer in a classic rock and alternative cover band for the last 23 years, you've got to have a confidence that borders on the line there. It's called Tangent.
Tangent.
TangentRocks.com. Yeah.
And what do you cover?
Anywhere from the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Doors, to Matchbox 20, Foo Fighters, Goo Goo Dolls. You know, the crowd dictates the set list.
Gotcha.
But on that line of arrogance and confidence, it can lead you to sometimes make a mistake. And I'm wondering, what are your top five colossal mistakes, wrongs, when you were just wrong about something? I can recently say you were unequivocal about Giancarlo Stanton not coming to the Yankees, and here he is. And what are your top five wrongs?
What I was saying about Giancarlo Stanton was that I didn't want him on the Yankees. Now, nobody expected him on the Yankees. As a matter of fact, he was traded to a couple of teams that he wouldn't go to. Whoever thought he wouldn't go to these teams? So it wasn't like the Yankees were high on the list. The Yankees weren't even pursuing him. So it was not like it was a hot-button issue, and I was saying, no way he'll come here. Nobody considered him to be coming here. So nobody expected him to come here. And to be honest with you, I still don't like that he's here. I mean, myself, for the team that I want to see, I rather had a better balance than what they're going to do here with this team. I don't think they needed him. I think it's excess in the area of what they have. I think it's complete excess. I would rather see them have waited a year, signed a Machado who would fit the lineup better because of where he plays and who he is, rather than Stanton. So to me, they couldn't pass it up, but it wasn't something they were pursuing. And it clearly wasn't Jeter's first choice. I mean, he made a trade with the Cardinals. He made a trade with the Giants. So nobody expected him to be here. So I don't consider that being colossally wrong. What I said was, and I still say, now I'll be colossally wrong if he fits in like a glove and the team, you know, goes out and knocks it and wins 120 games, then I will be wrong. Because I didn't want him here, which I still don't. I think it's excess, and I don't think more is always more. I think sometimes more is less in sports. So I don't think it's the proper balance. I think it curtails them in certain areas like pitching. They have to get some other guys off the team. I want to see who's going to play in left field, especially in the home games. I want to see how they rotate guys. So there's a lot of – and I want to see how the clubhouse, you know, gels. This team had a special quality last year. That's been completely interrupted now. Now, from a baseball standpoint of the box office and the business of the sport, they will make – this will be a colossal grand slammer. This will be a no-brainer. They will sell tickets like they're going out of style. And the Yankees were on their way to breaking through again, to be in a hot ticket. Now they're going to be like they were when they were rock stars. They're going to break through in a big way. They're going to own the town. They're going to own the coverage. They're going to get playing the full houses. People are going to jump to the luxury boxes. All the things they've been having trouble with are going to be fulfilled by Stanton. So from a business standpoint, it's a complete home run. On the field, it's a little more delicate. And not someone I wanted, and not someone I still wanted. So I don't consider that. I mean, I'm sure many. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure there's countless of where I've made a bad prediction because, you know, if you make predictions every day on stuff, you're going to make some bad ones. I mean, that's just the way it works. And, you know, with me, they record all of them and only talk about the bad ones. A lot of some guys, and they don't ever talk about the ones that are right. They don't talk about the ones that are wrong, but that's okay. It's part of the business. But that one I don't think is one that I consider a blunder or – you know, the idea that I was saying, if he was coming here and I said, no way he's ever going to get here, that's different. Nobody even was discussing him coming here under any circumstances. Rich in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
How you doing, Mike? First time, long time.
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
Can't wait to watch you on Monday on the Halftime Report.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to those guys. I like that show. I love that show, as a matter of fact. Watch it every day when I get a chance in the office, and I'm looking forward to going over there. I've never been in CNBC, obviously, through all the years I've been working on those days, but I'll be very interested to go over there and see how they operate and how everything works. I'm fascinated by it, so looking forward to the Halftime Report on Monday.
Yeah, I like to hear your stock opinions. I know you bring a good.
Well, listen, you got better guys there than me to listen to, but I mean, so I'll have some fun with it though. I'm very much looking forward to it. I really am. Julio in Highland Mills, Julio.
Yes, how you doing, Mike?
Good. What's happening?
Good. I just want to thank you for everything. Just two quick points. Back in after I graduated from the police academy back in '86 and then to '87, I called your station for the first time ever. And this is the second time I'm calling.
Well, thank you.
It's been great 30 years. Second quick point, Mike, is that you don't get enough credit for staying with the fan and not going to satellite radio because you stay with the common person. And, you know, people back in those days, and when the satellite radio started, people were just getting by and didn't have to pay that extra bill. So you stay with the common person. People were able to listen to you for free. So you don't get enough credit for that because you could have made a lot of much more money with satellite radio.
Well, I don't listen. They've taken good care of me here, so that wasn't a necessary thing. So I've done very well here, so that's not an issue. So I don't want to think anyone that I feel like I haven't been treated very well here. I have. I've always been treated well here financially, very well. I never even considered it, as a matter of fact, and I don't have any problem with anybody going there. I never even thought of leaving. I until 2 years ago when I said I was going to leave after my contract expired, I had never, in all the years I was here, ever came close or considered leaving. Not one time. I wasn't looking for another job. I had a job I loved. I had a job that I wanted. I had a job that when the day I walked into the station, I coveted afternoon drive. I wanted to do afternoon drive. I never wanted to do the mornings, never considered it, never wanted to do any other time. I wanted to do afternoon drive, and I've never considered leaving since the day they gave me the job. So until now, until 2 years ago when I said I was just going to play out my contract and leave, and that's what I've done. So this is the first time I've ever been to the end of a contract in 30 years. I'm looking forward to it, but I also am very appreciative of what I've had here for 30 years, and it's the only job I ever wanted. I thought it was a good job for me. And I loved it. I never tired of it, not one minute. I'm not tired of it now. I'm really not. I do think in my heart of hearts that it's time to leave. I trust my wife when she says that it's time to leave, and she thinks it is. I think it is too. So I've felt that way. I think things should have a beginning and an end. I think that, you know, I always wanted to have a, you know, closure and have a beginning and an, obviously a very long middle and then an end to this. So I thought that should happen, and it could not have happened in a better way. I'm telling you, this whole thing as it's unfolded has happened about as well as anything you could ever hope for. I will be eternally grateful that this has been just an incredible, it's really almost been a celebration since the moment we went on the stage at Radio City. It's been almost 2 years of it, where it's almost been the entire time a celebration. So it's been tremendous. It really has. And the last couple months, it's just been overwhelming. Here's the Mink Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.